Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this place, the Bible talks about places, talks about rooms, realms. Oh, God is really something. But now we can hold this place, and I don't want you to lose it, but you hold it by faith. You hold it. You stand fast. You hold it. Because I want to talk to you just a little bit, but I want to talk to you from this place. Because I want you to hear it in this place. Because the Father's calling you tonight. The Lord's calling. If I could have a couple of you guys to bring this for me up here, we'll move this over, and then I don't know if you guys want to grab your Bibles or not, but I just really like having you here. I don't even know if I want you to sing, but it'd be okay. Would you just kind of sit here with me tonight? You kind of have to stay awake and smile the whole time, but everybody's looking. Thanks. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Move it down. Okay. Hallelujah. I can't do this tonight alone. But you're here, and the Holy Spirit's here, Jesus came, God's here. Well, Pastor Terry, I thought he was always here. But in what degree he uncovers himself. Now that's the question. God's everywhere. God's in hell. But did you know they're not praising him? God's in hell, but they're not seeing of him what we're seeing tonight. God's in the parking lot at Walmart, but they're not seeing what we're seeing tonight of him. How can a person how can I say to you big I hear and sense the call of God. It's like a megaphone on the inside of me And it seems as if this little container of me would just, it seems like it could just burst. And how big I hear the heart cry of God telling me to tell you that God Himself says, please seek me. Because He wants to be found. And He wanted me to talk to you tonight about seeking Him. And I'm endeavoring to do this out of my heart and just not out of my head or a Bible lesson. So you set your faith with me that we won't miss it. Psalm 27:8 says, just listen. You can write it down, but just listen. David said, you have said, seek my face. Inquire of my presence. As your vital need. And my heart said to you, your face, your presence will I seek. When I heard that from the Lord, I heard it from Him. His, tell Him, look for, seek me, look for me. So I started to look through the scriptures and I saw that He started saying that early on in scripture. In Deuteronomy, He said, seek me. But every time He said that, He said, and you'll find me. And so many people, it's very sad, but so many people in this day they seek the Lord, but with an idea that He can't be found. Christian people, I've seen it in worship services, so to speak. Well intended, but they would seek God, and there would be this yearning for God, but it was as if you couldn't find Him. And what they thought was yearning for God was really grieving. And they thought it was worship because an emotion came up. And I've had people tell me sometimes, even, you know, that maybe came to our church for a while or in other places too, and say, I'm seeking a more contemporary worship experience. I want to feel something. And you can pull up all sorts of emotions. And the scripture says to seek God. The scripture says to crave the Lord and to earnestly desire Him and to seek Him and to long for Him. And this verse here in the Amplified says, as your vital need. One of the Psalms says, as the deer panteth for the water brooks, so my soul longeth after thee. But you know, if that deer could never find the water brooks, he'd die. And if God had put it in him to thirst for the water but never find it, that's cruel. It's cruel. But why would the Lord say, seek me? Because He wants to be found. Bible says that God covers himself in darkness. He's hidden. But he doesn't want to stay hidden. He didn't want to be on a mountaintop. He didn't want to be in a box. He didn't want to be behind a curtain. But that's where he had to be until Jesus did what he did. And when Jesus did, that spiritual door to that spiritual realm that had been closed and the angel with the flaming sword had been set to guard it, the angel backed away, the door was open, and the call came out, "Come." And Jesus said, "Seek, and you'll find him." The Lord put it to me this way. I thought this was helpful. Maybe it will be to you. Talk to me about three different types of craving and seeking. Longing, the kind of heart or desire. And that first one is a carnal desire. Just picture for yourself something that you want. Maybe you can't, or maybe that you've wanted. Maybe it's a craving for something like, oh, you saw a chocolate cake and you just wanted the cake. Maybe it's a thing, you know, like a car. Maybe it's something that you've seen. Man, you want that. Maybe it's some sort of status or job or maybe it's just something that you long for, and when you think about that thing, you see a picture of it. Oh, man. Oh. Does something come to your mind? It should. I mean, we all have things that there's nothing really wrong with that in its right place. That's, man, I'd like to have that. Maybe there's something you collect that you're watching for. You're looking for, and you've got your eye open for it all the time. And when you see it, you just brighten up. But you know, that's just a thing. It doesn't want you back. Then the Lord reminded me of this, of something else, and that is where people are concerned. And you can identify this, but maybe what it was like when there was someone you missed. I mean, think about how a child feels sometimes when, you know, I can remember one time, I was left at the daycare. And I made my feelings known about that. And I didn't ever have to go back. But that place where you long for somebody because you don't have them. You know, like a little kid would long for their parents, or maybe you've been separated from a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend for a long period of time. Maybe there's someone that's gone from your life through death or some other reason, and they're gone, and you long for that person, but that's painful. That hurts. That's the grief side of longing. But you know what the highest level of wanting someone is? Is bless me. That's when, for example, when you are with someone and you don't want the moment to end, you long for that person. You long for that place. You long for that fellowship. You long for that relationship, the intimacy. It could be just sitting on the couch next to somebody. And it isn't because they're gone. That's not the richest desire and seeking. The greatest is when they're right there with you and you want to hold on to it. And you'll want to hold on to it in a way, not that keeps it in that same place, but that it grows. And that you learn more and that you see more. I remember one time, seems like we were just getting ready for bed. We were in bed, maybe reading or something, and Jeremy came in. He sat down on the end of the bed, and he started to play a song just to the Lord. And it was wonderful. He said, I want to play a song I wrote for you. So he started playing this song, and it was wonderful. And then we hear these little feet up on the bed. It's Aubrey. She wasn't about to miss any of that. So she jumps up on the bed. So Jeremy teaches her the song, and she starts to sing the song. And so there we are in this place, this moment. And I remember just wanting to embrace this moment of communion in the Lord. And here are my children, and they're worshiping God, and we're worshiping God, and it's wonderful. And in my heart, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, how could it get any better? And I heard one word, grandchildren. In the timing of the Lord. But you see what I mean? There's an ascending. There's in God, the seeking Him, it's not because you can't have Him. It's not because He can't be found. It's because for Him to be found, He must be sought. But when He is sought, He is found, and He doesn't mean to ever go away. But the more you seek Him, the richer, the higher, the greater, the deeper. And that's when Paul prayed in Ephesians 3, he said, let me read it to you. Let me read it to you. In Ephesians 3, he said, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, may He grant you out of the rich treasury of His glory to be strengthened and reinforced in the inner man by the Holy Spirit Himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. May the Anointed One, now look at this, you've got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit moving to take a place in you through your faith, dwell in you and in your heart, and may you be rooted so deep in love, so secure in love that you have power to be strong enough to grasp with all the saints the experience of that love. What is the breadth of it? What is the length of it? What is the depth of it? What is the height of it? So that you may really come to know, practically through experience for yourselves, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without that experience. And you're in Him and you are experiencing that there is an experience in Him to where sometimes you just know that you're plummeting some sort of depth in God, that somehow there's something He's taking you deeper in Him. Sometimes you just have this sense that you're seeing the length of him. Just, oh, way, there's just an out there about him. And somehow he's just taking you out there. And sometimes it's the width of him. He's so big. He's so broad. He's so wide. And you just know that somehow you're exploring that. And then other times it seems that he's just taking you and you're just ascending to a height in God. And you just somehow, you just know it because the experience of it is telling you that. And then sometimes it's something that he's doing in you. That somehow all of that you're in him, but then sometimes you're more aware of him in you. And somehow he's going deeper in you. And somehow there's something about you that's broadening and becoming wider in you. And sometimes there's something in you and you're being rooted on the inside. And sometimes you just sense that inside of you, there's a coming up. Any one of those things can be happening, any combination of them. Some you're aware of, some you're not aware of. Some you don't know till later. Sometimes you don't know until somebody says, there's something different about you. What's going on? Have you noticed the change? What is that? Sometimes you don't see it or know it until you realize you just reacted differently. This is the heart and the key of the love walk. The love walk is not just not just don't let yourself answer back, or just don't let yourself slap them, or sometimes it feels that way, but really it's the seeking God, and he does the work, and you just find yourself different. You find yourself where something doesn't ruffle you the way it ruffled you before. You find yourself seeing things differently, hearing things differently because of what you've seen of him and because of what he's done in you. Seeking him Finding him when you have sought him, when you seek him, and finding him, that's what it means to find him. Aubrey, I think this is one of the most wonderful examples. There was a person that, this was a number of years ago, but this person had done some pretty harsh, hard things. And it said some pretty cruel things. And not just about Aubrey, but about us. And Aubrey's pretty protective. That red hair, don't you know? it means something. I mean, okay, think of it. She's Irish Cherokee. I told Cody, I said, Irish Cherokee, think about it, brother. It's Irish temper with a tomahawk, I'm telling you. But this person, there, I mean, it was hurtful. And this had gone on for some time. And she was struggling. She wanted to be mad about it. I mean, she wanted to be offended over it. It was a natural thing. She was, it was like I said, a number of years ago, younger person. And so we talked about it. I said, Aubrey, that you cannot do that. I understand, but you cannot. We cannot do that. That is, we have got to hold this in love. Okay. And then something would happen, sure enough, and... And it was bothering her. It was bothering her that she was struggling like that with this place of love. She didn't want it. But the, you know, feelings are intense. Feelings, they'll drive you to do things. And sometimes there's a lot to be dealt with there. So anyway, she was on a road trip. And on her way on that trip, which she had made several times before, she wasn't lost. She missed her turn. And she'd been believing God through all this. Lord, help me with this. I rolled care of this over on you. We'd pray together, confess the word together. And she'd been confessing 1 Corinthians 13 and believing God, seeking the Lord about this. Anyway, she's on this road trip. She misses the turn. So she had to loop back around. And when she did, she saw a convenience store. Well, I'll just pull in there. And so she pulled in there, and I don't even know if she needed gas, but she went in and said, I just decided to go in. And so I wasn't even really sure why I went in there. So she walked around and looked at things. So it was so strange, but just, I don't know, just looking for something. So she finally just went ahead and bought a drink and came out and thought, that's not it. So she went back in, and her heart was leading her. So her heart led her back into the store. And she began to talk to the person behind the counter and share the Lord with this person behind the counter. Did they know the Lord, Aubrey? They didn't know the Lord. Did you pray with them that day? Did you lead them to the Lord? So she led this person to the Lord. So what is she doing? She's seeking the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, how would you have me to do? Walk around the store, get something to drink, walk out. That's not it. Go back in the store. Share the love of Jesus with the person behind the counter. Lead that person to the Lord. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Go back and got in the car and just sat there. She said later, I don't know why I just sat there. Didn't intend to sit there. Didn't necessarily have the thought, I think I'll sit here. She just sat there for just a little bit and turned and looked, and there was that person. Also on a road trip. This is out of state. And there's a person right there. And she told me later, she said, Mom, I didn't even think about it. I jumped out of the car, ran to her, grabbed her. Hi, how are you? It's so good to see you. Had a wonderful conversation. How are you doing? Like nothing had ever happened. Got back in the car, got back on her road trip, and then went, what just happened to me? Oh, my goodness. And so she called me, shouting, screaming, Mom, the love of God was there. The love of God was there. The love of God was there. She didn't have to repeat 100 times in the car, I will not kill her, I will not kill her, I will not kill her. I love her, I love her, I love her. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to even say to herself, I love her, I love her, I love her. She didn't have to do that. She'd been doing that. She was seeking the Lord. And then just seeking the Lord that day into the convenience store and sharing the love of Jesus with somebody put her in a place that it just was there. And oh, the relief, not only for Aubrey, but I'm sure for the other person. And the joy and the praise to God. She's never had trouble with that person again. Never. I'm sure she's had an opportunity, probably had a thought cross her mind or something like that, but that was torment before. So she sought the Lord and she found Him. And when you find the Lord, then He's there. He he comes out. It says then here, the love of Christ that far passes this knowledge, so that you can be filled through your whole being with the fullness of God. God wants us to seek him until we are full of him. Now, this being full of God is a wonderful cycle. You might remember one time we talked about this in a Sunday service, about how the things of God are in a circle, but they're not in a circle like you just would draw a circle on a paper. They're in a circle that is an ongoing, it's like a cycle, and one thing leads to another, but it's always ascending. It doesn't stay the same. Even if it repeats on a higher level. It repeats on a higher order. It repeats on a different order of being. But being who you are. And so this being filled with God, you'd see that in this verse 19. That takes you back to verse 18. Because as you are filled with God, Then this prayer kicks back in, and he prays that you would be granted by the Holy Spirit to be strong enough so you can be filled more. The presence of God, you have to think of it in terms of not just in quantity, but in quality of its nature. What do I mean by that? Well, you can put... Let's say you had a 16-ounce paper cup. You can put 16 ounces of water in that, 16 ounces of orange juice, 16 ounces of a lot of things. But you could not put 16 ounces of certain chemicals. It would eat through that because the quality of the substance is too intense or too strong for it. Or you might say you couldn't put 16 ounces of concrete. You know, just the weight of it, it wouldn't hold it. Now, when you were born again, you went from something that could not contain the presence of God. Your spirit could not. Jesus said you don't put new wine in an old skin because it will burst. So you were recreated. You're not the Dixie cup you used to be. You were recreated, but there is a strengthening that takes place from the Holy Spirit that comes from that being filled with God. Remember also in Ephesians it says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Greek literal translation, being filled. Always be in a state of being filled. Well, how can you be filled and never get full? No, you get full, but the fullness then increases not only your capacity in quantity, but it increases your ability for quality. And as you increase, remember we talked last week about the essence of God? There's only so much of that that he can manifest through us. That he can reveal in us. It's really, he's there. But this revealing of it, this uncovering of it, this releasing of his essence. This tells us there takes a strengthening of the Holy Spirit to manage his presence. You know, there's 110 voltage, there's 220 voltage. I've plugged 110 into 220 before, and it's not pretty. I've seen things go zit, and it's all over. One time I had this really brilliant idea. It was in South Africa. And it was my first experience in South Africa. And I had a curling iron that was not dual voltage. I called the desk, and assuming that they would give me a transformer. And what they brought me actually was just an adapter. Now, adapter just makes it where you can actually plug into the 220, but it doesn't change the 220 to 110. So I put my curling iron that was a 110 into the 220. It heated right up. But it didn't just... It looked just the same. And I thought to myself, this is probably a little extra hot. So as I curl my hair, I'm going to curl it really quick. So I just took a big chunk right in the top. You act like you know what happened. I took a big piece right here. You know this part that everybody can see. And I just went a real quick like that and looked, and there was my hair. I just melted it right off my head. Now that little curling iron was designed for electricity, but it was not designed or capable. It was not strong enough for the degree of current that came to come through it.
Carrie,
yes. Oh, but I meant it to be that way. I wanted that to be I wanted that to be an object lesson the rest of the service. Am I okay? Okay, good. Does anybody know where I was? Hallelujah. Now, what happens with this? As we are filled with God, we're seeking God, He uncovers Himself, and we're filled with Him, and therefore, as we seek Him again, we don't find the same thing we found before, even if it looks the same, sounds the same. To us, it's on a higher order. It's a higher place in Him. It's something new. And what happens when we take that process and we're seeking Him and His presence is there and we take it by faith, and it, you see, it's through the Word of God and the witness of the Spirit that you learn to recognize that place in Him. What happens? It says, well, you become a body wholly filled and flooded with God Himself. Now to Him, by the action... Or in consequence of this, it says in the Amplified, the consequence of this happening is that He is at work in us and able to carry out His purpose. Oh, listen now. Do super abundantly, far over and above all you could ask, all that you could dare ask, all that you could think, infinitely beyond your highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Well, what's out there beyond your highest thoughts, hopes, and dreams? His highest thoughts, His highest hopes, His highest dreams. His highest thoughts, hopes, and dreams for you. And His highest thoughts, hopes, and dreams for your family, for your church, for the body of Christ, for this whole world, for this whole age, and for the age to come. Whoo! How do you seek Him? It's a wonderful place. You know, in the scripture, I have notes, but don't make me look at them. There's a verse that says that all of Judah sought the Lord, and they found Him, and they were surrounded by rest and peace. There is a place of seeking the Lord together. And the wonderful thing about that is what you're experiencing tonight. Do you have the witness of that the Spirit of God is moving here? Am I alone? I'm not alone up here myself, am I? I mean, this is... Ooh. Sometimes you just don't have words, you know? And the Lord comes in a place and in a way. But then there's you, all by your little self, in your prayer time, without the corporate faith. And you think, I want that place in Him. I want to come back to that. I want that. What do you do? Well, there are a number of things, and I think over the next few weeks I can share many of those with you. But the most important thing to remember is that the Lord said, come, and if you will respond to Him and say, I come. If He said, when He said, seek me, and you said, like that psalm said, you said, seek my face, so Lord, my heart says, your face will I seek. And you say that understanding this, and you find your heart, and you do it out of your heart, you understand this. He said He would be found. And therefore, everything you need in order to find Him is readily available. He is not hidden from you. He is in you. He has revealed Himself in His Word. He has revealed Himself by His Spirit. And we can continue these next few weeks to learn more about that. It's a never-ending journey. Never-ending journey to know more and to learn more and to see more. But this seeking Him. Let's go back now to that example I gave you about that intimate relationship. Not the chocolate cake, not the sports car, not the person you wish that you had and that you long to see, long to be with. Some of you are longing for someone you don't even know yet. Maybe you're longing to be married, longing for children. And it's someone you don't even know yet, but you're longing for that. But Jesus said, if you will seek God, seek Him first, all those other things, you'll find them in Him. And when you find them in Him, He gives them to you, and there's no sorrow added to it. And you go looking around in Him. My grandmother had a basement. It was a wonderful basement. It was a big one. And it had several rooms in the basement. Little closets and storage areas and little nooks and crannies and all sorts of things. And I remember you'd go down the stairs and turn the light on, and it was just wonderful the things you could look. And you go into any one of those rooms or closet and turn the light on, there was always something to look through and find. Again in prayer, Paul said, I pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. What is the glory? It is the heavy weightiness of everything that's good. That He would grant you a spirit of wisdom, revelation, in the deep and intimate knowledge of Him, By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light so you can know all that He has called you to and His inheritance in the saints. I saw that in my heart one time, like a heart vision, you know, and how the light comes on. And when the light comes on, you start to see what God has for you. And it's not just Brother Leroy Thompson or Brother Copeland or Brother Keith Moore or Pastor George or me or anybody else just telling you and you're trying to believe. But when the light comes on and you begin to see, you start to see, look around in God. You're like on the inside and you start looking around. You say, oh, well, there's my electric bill being paid for. Oh, look, there's my job, my new job. Look, there's my promotion, and there's my car, and oh, there's the wisdom that I was seeking, and oh, there's my healing, and there's, oh, look at that. Look, there's my freedom from that trouble that I had. Oh, and there, oh, there's the answer I've been looking. There it is. I see it. 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 Oh, my goodness, I see it. And sometimes when you turn the light on and you're looking for one thing, you see a whole lot more. Yes. But the key is you have to look. You have to seek. And then He turns the light on. Hallelujah. Father, we're glad to seek You. Now, You just took Your own heart up to that. Don't, not just me and listening to me and watching me or whatever, but let Your own heart. Think about, and on purpose, think about that person or that moment. And if you can't think of one of your own, just enjoy mine. I'll share. Think about what that was like for me and my family to sit on that bed and to have the sweetness of that fellowship and to think, oh, the husbands and wives. And I don't know, sometimes with George, I think about this and, you know, it's not the kind of moments that you would think that mark my thinking, but when I think of him, I just think about holding his hand on the couch or sometimes on the front row. I think about, I walked out tonight, and before I walked up here, just took his hand and think about that. So if you don't have your own moment, I'll share mine with you. But you think about that moment and you find that place in your heart and you let that desire for that with the Lord. You, oh God, sometimes there just aren't words. And that's okay. The Bible talks about yearning for Him. So that's what you do. This is with your heart. And you just let your heart, it's like your heart just takes by faith you that presence of Him and you squeeze it and you hold it and it's dear and you draw it. And with the Lord, the more you draw that to yourself and the tighter you pull it into you, the more He draws to you. And you think, you can't come to an end of that. Hallelujah. Oh, how we seek You, Father. you. Now you just let your heart, you just reach it, just with your heart, just say what you want to say. Sometimes there aren't words, all you can do is just my Father, you are my Father. You are my Father. You are my Father. Oh, you're my Holy Father. How holy you are. Oh, my. This place of and you and I cannot and I cannot Lord if and you praste let a fresh take soto disante. Now ever Jesus. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Oh, And you see the Holy Spirit? You start to follow him. And you, from that place with him, he can lead you to a place of prayer for your city, for your nation, for your family, wherever he wants to take you to go. Just in my heart right then, just in that moment, just in that little bit, you know, Paul said, I make mention of you in my prayers every time I think of you. And so, just worshiping the Lord, and then the name Jesus. Did you notice the name Jesus? Jesus. Well, the name makes a way. Makes a way. That starts taking your heart. Jesus. And you can just sense, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jesus. And I saw a real ignorant fella yesterday. I was online looking for something. And I was looking for something Benny Hinn had said. And I said something about a clip between Benny Hinn and Catherine Kuhlman. And I want to see that. So I clicked on it. And it came up, this guy. And he shows a clip of Catherine Kuhlman. And you might not know who she was, but Benny Hinn studied under her ministry. And it showed a clip of her, and she prayed for a fella, and he fell out on the floor. And she pointed at him, and she said, now that's what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus. That's what happened. That's what happened. And you know, in her ministry, that is one of the first ministries of the latter half of this century where that sort of thing began to happen in just wholesale lots of numbers. And so people were amazed at it, and it was part of the initiation of the charismatic renewal. And so this poor fella, came on and started to talk about how that wasn't what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus and what error that was. And so I just clicked him off right away. But I hadn't thought any more about him. So here I'm in this place of prayer. Right now I'm talking about. And I'm just in fellowship with God. And you are too. And see, what I'm doing is we prayed, but now I'm going back and we're analyzing so we can learn from it. Jesus. When I heard Jesus. Jesus. But see, his name was what was coming up in my heart. The Holy Spirit's leading me to that name. The only thing that satisfied this pull in my heart was that name. And Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. And all of a sudden I saw that fella. And in my heart I just reached my hand out and touched him. And he fell out under the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened to Paul on the road to Damascus. And then I felt the pleasure of the Lord, the joy of the Lord in that little moment of prayer. Now, that wasn't something I worked up in my... That happened. In the Spirit, that just happened. That happened. That was intercession. That was intercession. Now, the Holy Spirit can lead that way, and there are lots of things that He can lead you to, and we'll talk about him as days go on, as he leads. And there are many different ways that can happen, many different expressions of it. But we grow in them. But what I wanted you to see is that as we sought the Lord by the Spirit with the name of Jesus, what happened? God revealed himself. And then the Colossians says we are co-laborers with him. And so from his place in me and my place in him, I believe that That boy's going to have an experience. He's going to find his own Damascus Road. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I can't see what time it is. Oh, it's time to quit. So this corporate setting now, this is where we're at now, is that we're learning to come together and find our place in God, find our place in His presence, and learning then how to flow as a group, learning how to come together in a place of prayer. What the Lord's allowed here is for you to come into my prayer time. So that we all can benefit by that. Your presence here has made my prayer time rich. It's wonderful. Your presence here has made the presence of God rich for everybody else that's here. So those prayer times that you have alone with Him, whether it's the quiet time in the morning or in the night or whatever it is for you, but it's also all those other minutes of fellowship with Him. They all count. They really count. And when you come to church, not just on this Wednesday night we're talking about prayer, but when you come to church, you bring with you all of that presence. And if you will bring it by faith and bring it on time, give reverence to it. I've got to be there because the presence of God that's in me is needed in that place so that everybody, because there's a lot of people that'll come without it. But when you come with yours, when you come with the presence of God in you and you're here and we reverence that and we make place for that, all that place that you have in God and that God is in you, that doesn't die. And you bring it in here, then God, we seek Him together and He reveals Himself. And He reveals Himself to those that didn't know Him, reveals Himself to those that need Him. And that, too, is intercession. That's being an intercessor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not really sure what to do. I don't want to quit, so you're really good at helping us quit. We call Pastor the closer.
Why don't we all stand?
That always works. Thank you.
Let's
thank
sing
you.
That song.
I want to say thank you to them. There was such a wonderful presence when you stepped forward tonight. And you've got to really learn more about this. I mean, we all do. But you got to seek to know more about it because, like even when we began to pray in the Spirit, you have to take that really seriously and start to pull that out and let the Lord begin to lead you with your notes and let even the harmonies of it begin to be Spirit-led. And sounds come together, parts come together. There's a way for that to happen in music that demonstrates what's happening in the Spirit. But when I just said, come up close, and y'all stepped up, oh my goodness, about knocked me over. And so I wanted to say thank you, and it just meant a lot to me. I'm sorry you had to look at the back of my head all that long. I guess you could see the monitor, right? But I appreciate it because it helped hold that presence here on the platform so that we could talk out of that presence. You know, the Bible says that God spoke to Moses where? Out of the cloud. He spoke to him out of that presence, out of that place. And there are a lot of different places the Lord could speak to us from. I mean, He could speak to us from a corrective or an authoritative or a happy or a, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of manifestations of himself and of his presence. But there was a place we stepped into with that song tonight that he chose, that the Lord picked. He picked the presence, he picked the song to go with it, and he pulled it together. And when we stepped into it, that was the presence he wanted us to talk from. And that's the presence he wanted us to pray from. Not all prayer is from that same place. And it's not. We got to learn that. And not be. Sometimes we have to seek the place that he wants us, and there is a seeking. But thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for being yielded and for your sweet spirit and help. Okay, now I'll stop.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're going to close out with this song. Perhaps you might want to come to the altar for a few moments here. Before we leave, we're going to take about 3 or 4 minutes here as we sing this song, and then we'll dismiss you. But perhaps you might want to come to the altar, spend a few minutes up here, and just seek the Lord. Enjoy His presence. Just enjoy His presence. You know why? He enjoys yours.
That's right.
Let's sing that.
Glory, we say glory. Glory to the
out here.
Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb.
There we go.
Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. You are glory to be praised, the Lamb upon the throne. And unto you we lift our voice in praise, the Lamb upon the throne.
Glory,
say
glory,
glory, glory, glory.
For you are glorious.
Seek you, Lord, and you are found. We draw nigh unto the Lord, and He draws nigh unto us. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, tonight as we go in this presence, we carry it with us. Father, we carry it through the rest of this week. Lord, we carry it on into Sunday. We have great expectation for the glory on Sunday. And Father, we walk in a higher dimension with you and in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed.